something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the rebroadcast of the August Global Communion Service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah. I want to read these scriptures to you. If you go to 3 John, the third epistle of John, chapter 1, it's only one chapter, and read from verse 3. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Remarkable. The truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Then he goes in the next verse. I have no greater joy, John is writing, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Truth. Why was truth so important to John? In the first epistle of John, he uses the word truth 10 times. Can you imagine that? Truth again and again, again and again. And I'm not talking about just by the wayside, using it as helping to express some of the thought. Why was that so important to John? St. John's Gospel, chapter 1. Now we're going to get these real fast, all right? Verse 14, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace and truth. Verse 14, same book, same chapter. 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Go to chapter 4, verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. That's amazing. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Look at the next verse. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Chapter 8, verse 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Chapter 14, verse 6, the most powerful of all. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, don't you ever forget that. Same book, same chapter, verse 17. Even the spirit of truth. Now, he introduces the Holy Ghost and calls him the spirit of truth. whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Chapter 15, verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he'll guide you into all truth. How beautiful is that? The Spirit of truth, when he comes, will guide you into all truth. That's wonderful. He is the Spirit of truth. And all he'll ever do is guide you into the truth. And of course, in the truth. Verse 14. Just to show this to you. It says, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. When he guides you into all truth, he says, he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. See? Why? Why does he say of mine? Because I am the truth. So he shall receive of the truth and show it unto you. That's powerful. And then look at chapter 17, verse 17. Jesus prays. He prays in chapter 17. And in his prayer, he says to the Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Wow. Oh, now. Wow. You see, the people of the world don't know what truth is. But Jesus revealed it. In chapter 18, in verse 38, Pilate asked Jesus a question. Pilate said unto him, what is truth? The governor, Pilate, didn't know what truth was. And he had to bear witness to the truth. He says, what is truth? He had to bear witness to the truth. He says, what is truth? But Jesus answered it in his prayer as he spoke to the Father, thy word is truth. So to live in the truth is to live in his word. To walk in the truth is to walk in the word. If you're not walking in the word, it's because your life is still a question. You're still living a question. And that question that you're living is, what is truth? Because you don't know it. So you're living a question instead of living the truth. Segro tos kaparnina ongradias kashlehes. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, sir.
Living the word, walking in the truth. If you don't know the word, You can live in it. So you have to know the word. You got to study the word. You have to be open to the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. Remember, Jesus said, He is the Spirit of truth, sent by God to guide you into all truth. He said, He shall receive of mine and show it unto you. The Holy Spirit will show you the truth about life. He'll show you the truth about God, about the kingdom of God. He'll show you the truth. What is truth? Another word for truth is reality. You want to know what truth is? Truth means reality, not fact. Truth is reality. Imagine if you would meditate. You know, meditation helps you to have the consciousness of the truth. Remember, this month is what? The month of what? Conscious truth. So if you're going to live the conscious truth, it means you must meditate on the word. Meditation helps you have the consciousness of truth. You see, your spirit will become a trustworthy guide because the word has been deposited in the conscious part of your spirit, which means it is readily available at any time you need to draw from it. You see, you won't have to try to remember. It'll be there in your spirit. When occasion demands it, it'll come to the fore. Now, a lot of times there are people who have assumptions that they think are true. Even from the Bible, oh boy, a lot of people have assumptions. They think something is accurate and is not, but it seems to support their thought about God. So it's like, okay, this is true because it's in the Bible. So they may not even know that they have misunderstood and misinterpreted. They think something is accurate and is not, but it seems to support their thought about God. So it's like, okay, this is true because it's in the Bible. So they may not even know that they have misunderstood and misinterpreted the scriptures. 2 Corinthians, beautiful verse, chapter 4. So let's read from verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But I've renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. Look at the next thing. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Manifestation of the truth. There's a difference between telling the truth and the manifestation of the truth. See, it's not talking about telling the truth of a subject. Telling the truth of a matter. You're being asked about a subject. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about living the word. Like we read John 17, 17, thy word is truth. To sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So the manifestation of the truth is a manifestation of the word. Living the word. So your life becomes a living Bible. Oh boy, I love that. We can literally read your life with the word of God. You know, there's a deception in the heart of many, many people. And they don't understand how they are deceived. For example, terms like nobody is perfect. Where does that come from? From Satan. Yes, sir. But as a Christian, you may think you're humble when you're saying that. You may think that when you say that, you are saying what is obvious. No, you're not telling the truth.
Yes, sir.
That is consistent with the word of God.
Yes, sir.
You're lying. Because what you just said is inconsistent with God's truth. So when you say nobody's perfect, how did you know? First of all, how did you know? Do you even know what perfection is? Who measures perfection? It's God. So why do you judge by saying no one is perfect? When you say nobody is perfect, you have judged everybody. So you have arrogated to yourself this authority that was not given to you to judge everybody. And then you've declared God to be a liar. Because God said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
Yes, sir.
He said so.
Yes, sir.
He demands it of you.
Yes, sir.
So when you say nobody is, you're saying nobody can be.
Yes, sir.
You're saying God deceived you by telling you to be perfect when he knew you couldn't be. So where did you get the term nobody's perfect? It's not in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
But it's easy to say it. So we go, we can say, you know, God is perfect, but man has flaws. What do you mean man has flaws? Were you told to be a man?
No. Yes, sir.
He told you that when you're carnally minded, you will live the life of a man.
Yes, sir.
But he told you, as he is, so are you in this world.
Yes, sir.
So when they say such things, they're trying to make excuses actually for themselves,
yes,
for their flaws. So if I say, you know, God is perfect, only God is perfect. Man has flaws. Even pastors have flaws. So when I say that, I'm trying to say, excuse my flaws.
Yes, sir.
That is witchcraft.
Yes, sir.
That is witchcraft. A manipulator.
Yes, sir.
Next time you hear somebody talk like that, you're listening to a manipulator.
Yes, sir.
Then you say quietly, say that devil, come out of her, come out of him,
yeah,
in the name of Jesus. Because they're trying to lead you in a way that is not right. He sent the Holy Ghost and establish the ministry gifts in the church of God for the perfecting of the saints. If that will not happen on earth, why then did he send such ministries? Somebody says, as long as we're in his body, we'll never be perfect, like he got it from the Bible. Okay, so where do you get that from? From his carnal mind.
Yes, sir.
So once you think like that, then you will never see it. It will never happen for you. So we're just striving. We're striving to be perfect. Why are you striving for something you know will never happen? No, we're going to get closer to it. If you don't know where it is, how do you know you're going to get any closer? You have no destination. Journey to nowhere. If you don't know where it is, how are you going to go towards it? Learn to believe the truth from Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
His word is clear.
Yes.
He already told you.
Yes.
What perfection is, he told you.
Yes.
It's alignment with the Father's will.
Yes, sir.
Alignment with his righteousness. And his righteousness is not the calculation of your brain. It is the manifestation of his word, his truth. That's what the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life is about. He says he'll guide you into all truths. The Holy Spirit. Learn to tell yourself his truth. That's the only way. Christianity is the manifestation of the truth. That's true Christianity. You set your gaze on him. And the more you look at him, the more you're like him. The more the glory is revealed in your life. That's what he told us. What did he call us? He called us the righteousness of God. We are the righteousness of God. How wonderful. He didn't wait for you to grow up first. Hey, think about it. When you were born of your parents, imagine if they said, we've given birth to a thing. The thing is becoming more human every day. We don't know what to call it. It's a thing. We believe when it grows up, you'll be a human being. No, you were perfectly human.
Yes, sir.
Learning to walk, growing. And then one day, you would find that you have come to a place of maturity.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Not overnight, but you're growing into it. But you surely become mature.
Yes, sir.
In the same way, in the spirit, you come to a place of maturity.
Yes, yes, sir.
He calls that a place of perfection in Christ. How do you know it? Through the word. Alignment with the word. Consistency with the word. And the first place it shows up, it's from your tongue. I can tell where you're at from your words. He says, if a man makes no mistakes, errors with his words, he says the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. I'm not talking about when somebody faults your words by his carnal mind. Anybody can fault you and say, I think that what you said is wrong, because he's wrong. So he doesn't know that you're right. How can he know you're right if he doesn't know the truth?
Yes, sir.
I mean, think of something as simple as when I was arguing with a man who was blind, all right? Yes, and I said, God said you're healed. And he says, no, I can't see at all. And I was insisting that he was healed. Why? Because God said he was healed. Okay, where was the truth? Somebody, the crowd laughed. They laughed. They're watching this drama. And I'm saying, God said he has healed you. And the man says, but I cannot see. And they can see his eyes. His two eyes are shut. His son standing by him. They can't see. Where's truth? You know, I look at that occasion and I thank God that he put me on the spot like that. He put me on the spot. I can't even explain it. How did I ever stand up to such a thing? I just dared believe God because he spoke to me. He told me, he says, the blind man you prayed for was healed. And I went to him, sir, can you see me? He says, no. I look at his eyes, I see they are blind as a bat. So, but I took him all the same. I said, follow me. So he followed me. And I brought him out to the middle of the crowd. I said, can you see me? He says, no. Then I called the attention of the crowd. I said, listen, this man came here blind. But God told me while I was sitting over there that he's been healed and he's here telling me that he cannot see. I said, God cannot lie.
Yes, sir.
I said, sir, you have been healed. He says, I can't see. I already told you the whole story. Thank you.
Yes,
sure, you can see. Praise God. But then, in a few minutes, his two eyes opened.
Yes,
all right? Think about it. If I had not done that, he could have gone back home still blind.
Yes,
still blind. Maybe he would have never seen until his death. Because the manifestation of the truth didn't take place. I wanted to use a physical situation like that to get the word across to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If people miss it in physical things like that, I remember a vision I mentioned some time back. When the Lord said to me, he put a man in front of me. He says, look at this man. He says, he was diagnosed with cancer. He says, he was diagnosed with cancer. Then he says, but look at him. There's no cancer. And I looked at the man, and there's no cancer. Then the Lord said, but he will die of cancer. I thought, well, why is he going to die of cancer if he's got no cancer? He says, because he believes what he was told. He believes it. So he'll die of cancer. But there's no cancer. I look at him and there's no cancer. But they diagnosed him with cancer. Where's the truth? So he's either going to live by human diagnosis or he's going to live by the word, the truth. You will struggle with your flaws as long as you believe in them. You believe in his righteousness, his right wiseness, his rightness,
yes,
you stand up and walk in it.
Yes, sir.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.